Kof Zion Tammuz, Tuesday, July the 14th, Rabbi Binyamin Grun, Havdalah during the 9 days.
Good morning. To make the title more precise, it's not, of course there's a mitzvah Havdalah during the 9 days. We'd like to discuss Havdalah on wine during the 9 days. That's to be more precise. And I was just thinking while I was learning through the sugya of Hilchos Tisha B'Av, when we approach this time of the year, we always have this grim feeling. We come to the 9 days, Avelis Yerushalayim, 3 weeks. And it's a bit of a struggle for us to get involved in our Beis Yerushalayim. We're so far, we're so distant from the concept of the Beis HaMikdash. And for us to be involved in our Beis Yerushalayim is not so easy. There's a story told from Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, who was a Rav in Yerushalayim, so a great Rav, great Tzaddik, great Talmid Chacham, in the early 1900s. And he lived in the old city in Yerushalayim. And he once had a visitor. The visitor was Sir Herbert Samuel. He was a British High Commissioner to Palestine. He was an English person. He was born, he was actually a Yid. He was brought up in a Frum family, but he unfortunately left her mitzvahs when he was older. And he became the British High Commissioner. He was on behalf of the British Mandate. And he once came and visited Rabbi Yosef Chaim in the old city. I'm not sure what the topic of discussion was, but that he came and visited him with his whole entourage. He came to his little flat in Yerushalayim. And there's actually a funny part to this story. Rabbi Yosef Chaim didn't have a lot of furniture in his house, and they had to go to his neighbor to get some chairs. And what happened was he borrowed a chair that was made out of straw, a wicker chair. And what happened was that Sir Herbert came into the house and he sat on this chair, and apparently wasn't very good quality, and he fell right through the chair, and it was a very awkward situation. Sir Herbert Samuel was a special important person, and here he was in an awkward situation with all his entourage sitting on the floor. And he was Yosef Chaim, besides being a god of Israel, he was also a big picker. And he told him as follows. He calmed the situation, he said to him, you know, the Chazal say when Yaakov Avinu came to Har Moriah, he put stones around his head, like Rashi brings it down in Parshas Vayetze. He put 12 stones around his head, and then what happened? In the morning, it became one big stone. So what did Chazal say? Because every stone was fighting, Allah Yaniyah Tzadik Rashi, every stone wanted to be the one who could be the headrest for Yaakov Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw them fighting, so he made them in one big stone. They all were able to be the ones who could be the headrest for Yaakov Avinu. So Yosef Chaim, that's probably what happened over here. Every straw, the piece of straw was a wicker straw, all the straws were fighting together, and during their fight you fell through. That calmed the situation, the awkward situation they fell in. But anyway, there's a more serious note. When Herbert Samuel came to Rabbi Yosef Chaim's house, and he saw that the Rabbi Yosef Chaim lived in a poor, dilapidated house. He didn't live in anything fancy. And he was like, you know, he thought it wasn't appropriate, the Rav Yerushalayim, living in such premises. So he asked him, what's going on? You're the Rav, you should have something more chash for you. So he says, I want to show you something. He pulled into his front window, and he pulled out, he moved the curtain, and said, what do you see in front of you? So he says, he saw the Harabais, the Temple Mount. So what does it look like to you? It's in ruins. There's a mosque there, you see the Arab mosque. So he said, I should live in comfort while Beis Hashem is in such ruins. I can't do that. Rabbi Yosef Chaim had something in his eyes on a daily basis where he saw the Churban Yerushalayim, where it could be Mitzayra on our Yerushalayim. I'm not sure if we would be living in the Harab and in the old city and would have a Harabais in our vision, we would act like that. Rabbi Yosef Chaim was a big Talmid Chacham, a big Tzaddik. But it's not an easy task to get involved in our Yerushalayim. And the truth is, we find an interesting Chazal that even Tanoim, it wasn't a natural instinct to get involved into Avir Yerushalayim. We find the Gemara says, it's a Medrash Eicha, Rabbi Shmuel lived in a neighborhood, and next to him, or in a neighbor, it says in Chazal, there was a woman, and she unfortunately, her Ben Tishchoyres, her son, a young bright boy, died. And every night she used to weep and wail on the fact that she lost her son. When Rabbi Shmuel heard every night that she was weeping and wailing, the Nizkar Chumah Beis HaMikdash, through the fact they heard his neighbor, this woman crying and crying over her personal sorrow, he reminded himself of the Chumah Beis HaMikdash, and with that he was Mis'ora on the Chumah Beis HaMikdash, until Ad Shen, he used to cry every single night, Ad Shen Noshurish Se'enov, till his eyelashes fell out. And the Medrash carries on, that the Talmidim saw it wasn't safe for Rabbi Shmuel to be next to this woman. They arranged that this woman should move somewhere else because it was getting out of hand. But we see from here that it wasn't natural that Rabbi Shmuel was Miss Ura L'chum Beis HaMikdash. He heard the tzorah, the personal tzorah from this woman, and that's how he's Miss Ura on L'chum Beis HaMikdash. And it's not an easy task to be Miss Ura on Aveis B'Shalayim. And I'm saying, when I was learning through this sugya, I noticed that when you actually get involved in the simple halacha, Hilchas Tisha B'Av, Hilchas Bein HaMitzarim, you get involved in the halacha Shabbat, you see all the shaylos, all the questions, that alone is ma'ira oneself in Aveiros Yerushalayim. And the truth is, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter writes this in a place, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter writes, if someone wants to work on a certain middle or a certain mitzvah, Nekama mitzvah, he says, Rabbi Yisrael, what's the Eitzah? He says, learn the halacha, besides knowing the actual ideas, knowing the knowledge of what you're allowed to do, what you're not supposed to do, but there's a koyach haskula in Torah that if you get involved in that subject, whatever you want to do, that will enable you to be mekayemet in practice. And I felt when I was learning the sugya of Tisha B'Av, that alone you get a bit of a taste in Aveiros Yerushalayim. So going back to the topic, what we want to talk about is Havdalah during the 9 days on wine. Every year we have this common shaila, which is brought down to Shulchan Aruch, which is going to be this coming Matzah Shabbos. If Mashiach hasn't come, we'll have a problem. That we know the halacha is that we have a minute from Rosh Chodesh Av, not supposed to eat basar yai. We'll see soon in the Gemara. The Gemara Me'ikadin, the Gemara says one only is not permitted to eat basar yai only on Erev Tisha B'Av. Otherwise, right up till Erev Tisha B'Av, Me'ikadin, the Gemara says you're allowed to eat basar yai. We have a Chumrah based on Rishonim. Rishonim come along, we were Machmir, and we start from Rosh Chodesh Av, we don't have basar yai. So the question arises, so what happens on Matzah Shabbos? On Shabbos, during the 9 days, that's fine. You're allowed to eat basar yayin. There's no problem. I believe it's on Shabbos. So of course you're allowed to have basar yayin. But on Matzah Shabbos, it's already a weekday. Are you allowed to make Havdalah on white? So the halacha is, the Mishnah Mechaber brings down in Tov Kuf Nun Aluf, that he holds clearly, go ahead, Umutah Lishto Isyein Havdalah Birchas HaMotzah. But Mechaber says, you're allowed to eat. Sorry? Also Birchas HaMotzah. Havdalah or Birchas HaMotzah. It's also the same topic. The Mechaber says, the Shulchan Aruch says, you're allowed to go ahead and drink wine of Havdalah. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, it's based on the Rishonim, why is that so? We're not allowed to drink wine. Because when we were mekabel upon ourselves, the original Chumrah of the Minig of not having wine and Basar, says the Mishnah Berurah, we were only mekabel Dov Sheh B'Shus. B'chai Gav Loi Kiblu Alayi. We didn't accept upon ourselves something which is a Dvar Mitzvah. That's the pshat. That's why we're allowed to have yain of Avdalah, because it's not yain shushu, it's not, I'm doing it because I'm doing it, I have a mitzvah, it's Avdalah. So that's why you're permitted to have one. Now the remark carries on.
Love the Malka,
I'm not sure if it's a yain of a mitzvah, I'm saying. It's either Basa or one.
Basa
is more problematic. Birkas HaMazon, if you usually make Birkas HaMazon with a kois, then you're allowed to, but most people don't usually make Birkas HaMazon with a kois.
But the Ramah carries on. The Ramah says no. V'noyagin lahachmir, the minig is that we're machmir. We don't drink wine or Birkas HaMazon Avdalah. And this is the minig. If you have a child, you give it to a child. Now it's a bit tricky this, to give it to a child, because the child's got to be, the Mishnah Berurah points out, this child's got to be not a 2-year-old, it's got to be a child shegia lechinuch, that has already reached the age of chinuch, which is generally speaking between 5 and 6. But that's not good enough. Says the Mishnah Berurah, because he's also got to be a child, shadayin lo yigia adayin es abal yishlayim, meaning it could be 5 and 6 if he hasn't yet, he doesn't yet understand the concept of avodas yishlayim, which only 5 and 6 year olds probably don't have it. But the question is, when you get 8, 9, 10, is that do they already understand what it means avodas yishlayim? And then you're not supposed to give it to that tinnik. Then there are more carries on. If you don't have a tinnik, like many of us, especially in England, when it gets late and the Matzah Shabbos is pretty late, and you don't have a child around. Where you don't have a child around,
you mutter ba'atzmo yilishtois havdolah. The halacha is, and that's many of us do, we don't have a tinnik, we don't have an applicable tinnik, like I said, it's not very clear in the poskim. What age is this that someone is a gyal chinuch and yet doesn't understand that dain lo gyal is aben yushlaim? So the Mechavim Ramon says, clearly, if you don't have a tinnik, go ahead, drink it yourself. And that's also important. You should, let's say, if you have other people, members who are by the Abdullah, sometimes you want to give it to another child, when you make it with the person who's being mothered, he should drink it. He shouldn't give it around to anyone. It shouldn't, it's a special heter for Abdullah. Because you're allowed to drink away Yen Abdullah. That's what it says. Ramon says, you're allowed to have Yen Abdullah. If you have a tinnik, give it to a tinnik. Otherwise, go ahead and drink yourself. That's what the Ramon says. We'll see you soon about Khamar Medina. Sorry? How can you? Grape juice, give me grape juice. Yain, it's inclusive grape juice. Yain and grape juice are the same thing. It's the same. There's no chil. Give grape juice. Grape juice, you're not supposed to have grape juice during the 9 days either. Unless it's a mitzvah. Now, that's so far so good. This is a shayla which comes up every year on a yearly basis. We have a Motzah Shabbos during the 9 days. So you... That's the halacha. One of this comes up every year, but this year is something. It doesn't usually happen every year, because this year we have another Motzah Shabbos. We have a Motzah Shabbos, which is actually a Tisha B'Av. So what happens over there? What happens in the Motzah Shabbos, which is a Tisha B'Av, which is going to be this year, and sometimes it's this year. It's a Nidcha. We'll see you soon in a minute. It has nafka min as the halacha. It's a Nidcha. That means Tisha B'Av is actually on Shabbos, and Sunday is Asiri B'Av. Sometimes it could happen that Sunday is Tisha B'Av itself. So the same Shiloh applies. So what happens then? So actually it's a big machlok to showing the Ramban brought down in the Rosh in the end of Tainus. He goes ahead and says, you don't have to make Abdullah at all. A Motzah Shabbos, when it's a Tisha B'Av, you're not machuyev. And he says a very interesting, he brings a raya for that. What's his raya? He says, Chazal, if you look in the Gemara Brachos, he says, the Gemara says over there, that at one stage, Chazal only required bracha, havdalah, only like we do during davening. They didn't require havdalah ala kos. When was that? When Klal Yisrael came back from Golus, they were poor. That's what Chazal said. They didn't have enough money, and they couldn't afford wine. So Chazal said, in that case, just make havdalah betfila, and that's it. You don't have to make ala kos. Then, eventually they became more wealthier, hashiru, so then they were sakin alakos, and eventually, like nowadays, the halach is, like we know, on the general Motzah Shabbos, ha-mavdol b'tfila, tzor she-avdol alakos. If someone makes havdolah b'tfila, he's got to go ahead and make alakos. He's not allowed to eat till he makes havdolah alakos. Says the Ramban, if that's the case, a motzah Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av shchol yoyis b'motzah Shabbos, kol Yisrael anim rudim. We're all poor. We're poor people. B'chiyai gavne lo yiskin ala kreizka. Says Rambam, in that case, on Motzah Shabbos, I've come this in 2 weeks' time, Motzah Shabbos a week, he holds Rambam, says, you have to make Havdalah tun ala kreiz. Motzah Shabbos, don't make Havdalah. Motzah Tisha B'Av, don't make Havdalah. There's no requirement of Chazal to make Havdalah ala kreiz. That's the shittest Rambam. Just after Chaton, yeah, you definitely have to say after Chaton, and again, if someone doesn't say B'tfila, he has to say Baruch HaMavdol. That's for sure. That's why I said the title is not correct. But we're discussing Havdalah on wine. You've got to definitely make Havdalah Baruch HaMavdol, or after Chinatonu, that of course you have to say. Havdalah on wine, the Ramban holds, there's no Chiyuv on a Motzah Shabbos, which is a Tisha B'Av. That's the Shitz Ramban. However, the Hag and the Rosh goes like that, and that's what we pass through. He disagrees, he says, no, that's not the case. Even though you can't drink wine on Motzah Shabbos, because it's Tisha B'Av, but you're still Mechuyuv. You're still Mechuyuv, and like the Baha'i carries on, when do you make Havdalah? On Motzah Tisha B'Av. When you make Boyer Ma'ir El Eish on Motzah Shabbos. And you don't make Boyer Ma'ir El Eish on Motzah Tisha B'Av. On Motzah Tisha B'Av, before you break your fast, you take a cup of wine, and you go ahead and you make Havdalah Boyer Ma'ir El Eish and on Havdalah. That's the Shittas HaBaha'i, and that's Paskin Shulchan Aruch. What's the Machlokes? The Machlokes is as follows. The basis of Machlokes is, when, like the Ramban understands, like we mentioned before, that when there's a Motzah Shabbos, which is a Tisha B'Av, Chazal, in that scenario, one mechayv you at all to go ahead and make Havdalah al-Kos. B'chay gavne lo tiknu, like he says. Because it's equivalent to the times when Chazal said that if we're poor, we don't have the ability of doing al-Kos, so then you don't have to make al-Kos. You're potter. The Rosh and the Bahag, they held, no, we are mechuyv. Chazal didn't say you're not mechuyev. You're mechuyev to make halakos. We have a technical problem that we can't drink the wine. Therefore, go and wait till Motzei Shabbos, because we always find there's a concept of Avdol having tashlumin. If someone doesn't have, so there is a machlokes when if someone doesn't, and generally if someone doesn't make Avdol on Motzei Shabbos, till when he can make Avdol? There is a question: can you do it only on Sunday or till Tuesday? The Bahag holds, that's a chiddush. The Bahag holds really the halachas only on the Sunday. But he said there's an exception of on Tisha B'Av that the Tashlumah could take place on Motzei Sunday. It's a chiddush in the Bahag. We actually hold till Tuesday. That's the shittus we hold in Hilchos Avdol. So that's the machlokes of making for someone, or making Havdolah on Motzei Shabbos, which is the Tisha B'Av. And the halacha is pasuk like we hold like the Rosh, in Tovkuf and Vav. The Mechaber says clearly, Leil Tisha B'Av Shcholim B'Shabbos, Mecha B'Shabbos. So you make Boyer Meira Eish on Motzei Shabbos, that you do, most places do in Shul. And then we lay Motzei Tisha B'Av on Sunday night, Mavdil Ala Kois, V'Einim Mavarech Loi Ala Nevra Ala P'Som. We don't make Boyer Meira P'Som at all, also on Motzei Shabbos. On Tisha B'Av, we don't make Boyer Meira P'Som. So that's the halacha, a clear halacha in the Mechaber. But what's not clear is as follows. What happened? Someone's a Chayla, someone who's not well. And this year, it's more. It could be more problem, more frequent. Why? More. It could be more nagia. Why? More relevant, because Tisha B'Av Shenidche is more lenient than any other fast. Where do we see that? We say b'chiddush in Tisha B'Av Shenidche, which is this year. It's Asiri B'Av. We find there's a halacha that some makes a bris on Tisha B'Av Shenidche on the Sunday where it's Tisha B'Av. The halacha is mechaber paskins in Tovkuf Nuntes. He's allowed to break his fast. A Baal Bris is allowed to break his fast on Tisha B'Av Shenidche. That's a big chiddush. In other Tanesim, even Tanis Esther, which is one of the most lenient Tanesim, if you make a Bris on Tanis Esther, you're not allowed to break your fast. However, on Tisha B'Av Shenidche, the halacha is, the Mechaber says black and white, if it's a Tisha B'Av Shenidche, like this year, if someone makes a Bris on the Sunday, he is allowed to break his fast. And you learn from that, that Rabbi Akiva Eger brings down from Tshuva Shlos Yanko, which is very negeh. He says, and B'Halacha brings it down. Someone who's a choyli ktsas, someone who's not feeling up to scratch, umuberes, sheyesh mechosh ktsas, mutarim lecho. He said, because based on this, says that it's a Shlos Yanko, he says a kal v'chayma. He says, if we see that a Baal Bris is allowed to be doicha his fast on a Tisha B'Av Shenidche, even more so, someone who's a choyli, because even on a regular fast, choylim in certain scenarios, a choyli can be doicha a fast. A bris, a regular fast, a Baal Bris cannot be doicha fast. However, on a Tisha B'Av Shenidche, we see how lenient the fast is that a Baal Bris can be doicha the fast. So it says Rabbi Akiva Eger, Shuvah Yankov, someone has is not feeling up to scratch, he's allowed to break his fast. He's allowed to break his fast and is permitted to eat on Tisha B'Av. That's halacha b'halacha. But the question arises. Sorry, he's going to make Havdalah. You can't. It's Motzei Shabbos. So what happens now? Is it identical to the regular, like we come this following, this coming Motzei Shabbos? There you go. Do you make your own wine or not? What's the shayla? Why should it be more problematic on Tisha B'Av itself making your wine? What's the shayla? We mentioned before that the Medina the Gemara, as far as the Gemara, Medina the Gemara me'ike adin, the Gemara says, the Gemara at the end of time says, that lo yoichal adam suda an erev Tisha B'Av, the Chazal were mesakin on Erev Tisha B'Av, a person shouldn't eat by Suda Samav Sekes, he's not allowed to have Basar, he's not allowed to have Yain. What does that mean? That means to say that Chazal came along and made a Takana. That on Erev Tisha B'Av, that's Takana's Chazal. What's the meaning that we accept upon ourselves? It's Chazal were mesakin, you're not allowed to go ahead and drink wine or have Basar on Suda Samav Sekes. If that's the case, it's a Takonis Chazal. Who said that with the Svara that we said during the 9 days, or we mentioned before that we said during the 9 days, we said we weren't mekabel on ourselves a Yein Shal Mitzvah? Maybe that's not applicable on Tisha B'Av itself. If Chazal were Mesakim, you're not allowed to have Basar V'Yayin on a Suda Samav Sekes, so that's inclusive also Yein Shal Mitzvah. There's no exemptions. The Mishnah says, Lo Yoichal Adam B'Shar Suda Samav Sekes, Yain, you shouldn't basar over yain. And that's Me'ikadin. So who said that would override Yain Shal Avdala? Who said so? Why, maybe Yain Avdala is also inclusive in that takon of Le'yechal Adon Basar Le'yishta Yain. And the truth is, the Arpaiskim, we say nowadays, what we mentioned before, that on Tisha B'Av, if someone wants to make on Tisha B'Av Avdala, he should not make it on wine. He should make it on Chamah Medina. What's Chamamad? You know, the Gemara, the Mishnah, the Gemara, the Halacha in the Hilchos Avdalah says that if someone does that wine in a B'di'evet situation, you're allowed to take Chamamad. What's Chamamad? That's a bit of a problem. What's Chamamad? In England, I think the general consensus is it's big. Actually, in America, Reb Moshe Feinstein held that it's not big. He held that the Chama Medina is fresh orange juice. That's what Reb Moshe said. And it will make enough gemin. It will make enough gemin on Tisha B'Av. You'll see why in a second. Sorry? He said, Reb Moshe held that the Chama Medina, which is in America, is oranges. And it will be enough. Sorry? Sorry?
Coke.
No, Coke is not good because the Chama Medina, why is water Chama Medina? It says clearly, mine is not considered Chama Medina. So anything which is a large part of water is not considered Chama Medina. And that's why tea and coffee is also problematic. Why isn't tea Chama Medina? Pasha is not Chama Medina. But let's assume, going with the assumption that Chama Medina in England makes a lot of sense, it's beer. So can you make Havdalah on beer on Tisha B'Av?
It is also made from water.
Okay, that's a good question. But that's what the post can say, beer is an idiot. It's more than that. Fresh and squeeze on that.
Fresh
on. Coffee is liver. Yeah. Moshe said orange juice, that's what he said. Yes, but there is enough gemina on Tisha B'Av we're discussing. Why? Because we're saying right now, some places come along and say that you're not supposed to do on wine. But because we said, because Me'ikadin, you're not supposed to have boss of a yain on Tisha B'Av. Because even though, we must mention this, even though a person is permitted to break his fast, but all the other dinah avelus which are applied to Tisha B'Av, of course he's got to be mekayem. Someone who's not allowed to, who's permitted to eat, but all the other dinah avelus, he's got to wear his shoes, he's got to partake in all the avelus. For chitza, he's got to partake in. So if Chazal say not to have bosav yayin, so even though this fellow is allowed to break his fast, but there's no reason why he's allowed to drink and have bosav yayin. So if that's the case, he shouldn't drink wine. So what we're going to say, let him go make havdalah on beer. That's not so simple either. Because if you look in halacha, in Tov Kuf Nun Beis, and it's a clear Mishnah Berurah, he says as follows. It's important halacha that we mentioned that erev Tisha B'Av at Sudas B'Av Sekis, you're not supposed to have boss of a yayin. And that's Me'ikadin, says the Mishnah Berurah, and that also applies not just boss of a yayin, any mitzvah de mishakin. It says clearly, ein nishtei sheikha. That during Sudas B'Av Sekis, someone says have a pint of beer, you shouldn't have a drink during Sudas B'Av Sekis. Because that's also inclusive in the takana of Chazal, of you're not supposed to drink boss of a yayin. So if so, we're in a bit of a pickle. If we're saying that, as far as the Takanos Chazal is, that you're not allowed to drink wine, and you're not allowed to have Sheikha, so what we're going to do, how the person is going to make Havdalah on Tisha B'Av? He can't make wine, he can't take Sheikha. We say these are all inclusive in the Takana of Basav Yayin, which Chazal said, you're not supposed to do on Tisha B'Av. And we said, even if a person is permitted to drink and eat on Tisha B'Av, he's a Chayli, but he's not allowed to go, he's not allowed to go, be mevatel din avelus, without din avelus, and if avelus requires him, the mitzvah avelus requires him not to drink, not to have boss of the yayin, so how could he go ahead and have yayin havdalah? I said some places, so in America, so some places I've heard that places can serve that, make an orange juice. But what do you do in England? England, we said, beer is also could be problematic. So the truth is, it's not so simple. Because this halach, that we find that Chazal came along and said that you're not supposed to have boss of the yayin at Sudas B'Av Sekis. Why? Because we're doing dinner avelus. There's an obvious question involved over here. And the Torah touches upon this point. You know the halacha is someone's overloy leinu. What's the halacha? Is it not the boss of the yayin?
Yeah.
What's not the boss of the yayin? Not only that, the Gemara says in Erevin that yayin lo nivro yayin ela lanachem avelim. One of the purposes of wine in this world is to comfort the other, that he should take away from his sadness. That's why yayin was created. So what's going on over here? On Tisha B'Av, Chazal came along and said, Yoichal Adam, a person shouldn't have, some said, shouldn't eat basa, shouldn't have yayin. Obozat have basa, obozat have yayin. That's an obvious question. Says the Torah. The Torah touches upon this point. He's arguing on a Rav Yo, and he says as follows. He says, you're right. But Chazal, similar to what we spoke about, what we started with, the topic we spoke about, what we started before, that Chazal wanted us an incentive to get involved in avelus. You're right, the Oval, the general Oval, lo aleinu, he's allowed to have bosa, he's allowed to have yayin, like we said, that's on the contrary, he's supposed to drink. But Chazal, and Tisha B'Av, since we have to bring upon ourselves avelus, the haraboy avelus, Chazal specifically came along and said, go ahead, don't drink bosa, don't eat bosa, don't drink wine, and that will bring upon you, that will be marba avelus. So according to the Torah, it's a bit shvei. So that if that's the case, then we're back to square one. We have the problem. Well, how can you make on Tisha B'Av Hadolah someone who requires to make Hadolah on Tisha B'Av? He has a problem. How could he do it? But this Torah is not so simple. There's another shita, and the B'Av Gron Shulchan Aruch brings it down from the Trumas Hadash, and he explains this din of what we're asking right now. That why is it not permitted to have basar yayin in Sudas Mafsekes? What's the problem? Although it's not a basar yayin. Says a Trumas Hadash, and it's based on the Gemara in Tanis. The Gemara in Tanis says as follows that Yudah Ber Biloy on Erev Tisha B'Av used to have the Sudas Mafsekes. Erev Tisha B'Av, mevi loy pascha reva, a dry piece of bread, b'melech, and saw the yoishev bein tanu lekirayim, v'oichel v'shoisa, alav kitun shalayim, v'doyme kemisha meisoy mutal ufad. Says the Gemara, a statement of it, that the Yudav Rebbe Loy, at the time of Sutas Mafsekes, was as if kemisha meisoy mutal ufad. What does that mean? That means oichel. Says the Trumas Hadash and the Chiddush that the time of Sudas Mafsekes we haven't really started Avelis. The Mishnah Berurah is Meramus at this point. That the time of Sudas Mafsekes is as if we are Aninus. It's a Suda Shal Aninus. And if you look in Hilchas Aninus, someone's Oinin Loilenu, there is also the Bosom Yad. Says the Trumas Hadash that specifically during the time of Sudas Mafsekes, then there's an Isur Bosom Yad. And that's what Chazal said at the time of Sudas Mafsekes, we haven't yet reached the level of Avelis yet, and that's why during Sudas Mafsekes we still wear our shoes, because we're not Avelim yet. Avelis only starts at night. We sit on the floor, that's for a different reason, but as far as Avelis, we're not yet Avelim. Avelim starts at Tisha B'Av, at Shkia, at time, that's when Avelis starts. At the time of Sudas Mafsekes, we are Oynin, and Oynin Loylenu is, he's not allowed to eat Bosom Yan. If that's the case, so when we want to know Tisha B'Av itself, someone Tisha B'Av wants to know, can he make Havdalah on wine? There's no takonos chazal. Then it goes back to the general rule that during the 9 days we don't drink bosom yayin. And then back to what we know the halacha, like we mentioned at the beginning of the show, that the mechaber says clearly and the Ramah says clearly, you can make havdalah on wine if you have a tinoik, give it to a tinoik. If you don't have a tinoik, you drink it yourself, because it's on the whole din of achid, the issa achid of bosom yayin is not mitzad aveilim. It's not because we're aveilim. The reason why Chazal said an erev tishba we don't eat bosom yayin meikah din, that's because we're oynim. At that moment we're considered oynim. Doime kemisha meitzel lo tuntel fon. We haven't yet reached aveilim. The Beis Hamikdash is in the process of destruction. When Tisha B'Av comes around, we are Avelim. Then, Me'ikadim, we're not to Bosom Yayin. We will come upon ourselves that we don't have Bosom Yayin because of a minute. And then we're back to the general rule that, like during the 9 days, if we have Yayin Avdolah, you're allowed to go ahead and make on Yayin Shal Mitzvah, because Me'ikor Lo Kiblu Alayim, we didn't accept upon ourselves Isser on Yayin Shal Mitzvah. There's a Hashem when we talk about Zoicha. They won't have the problems this year, and we should be Zoicha to make Havdalah Kedos. We didn't believe this. Sunday night.